all hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Pat.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir. Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The Adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
Many thanks to you, Captain Patch. Hello there, mateys. This be your seafaring friend, Jonas Quidley. Here, welcoming you to a new week of Patch the Pirate Adventure. Our mates at Camp Cuckawacka Woods be awaiting for us to join them again. So let's not be a-wasting any more time. Remember last week, Sarge told us about cleaning up, he did. Which reminds me, my room be a rotten mess. I'll be a-cleaning while you'll be a-listening.
Okie dokie, troops. Each one of you's been given a copy of Chief Cuckawacka's Outdoor Handbook to memorize. On page 4,362, you'll find detailed information concerning the snakes which inhabit Camp Cuckawacka Woods.
Some of them are sure pretty, like this rusty-colored one on the next page.
Oh, he's pretty, all right. Pretty deadly. That is a copperhead.
Hey, String, come on. I found where the ping-pong tables are.
You'd better try to learn this stuff, Tubby. It might come in handy.
What's that?
Sounds like thunder, Peanut.
That's not thunder, troops. That's the sound of Chief Cuckawacka's giant white buffalo galloping up the trail.
Look! There's a cloud of dust over the trail.
Yes, sorry, that's thunder cloud, all right.
Where'd String Bean go?
Isn't that him sitting over there on that hollow log?
What's wrong, String?
Oh, nothing.
Come on, String. You can tell me.
Every time I think about Chief Cuckawacka coming to get us, I start thinking about the Lord coming back to get us.
What's wrong with that?
I'm kind of scared.
You have received Christ as your Savior, haven't you?
Yes. I did about a year ago.
Then why are you scared?
I'm not sure I'm saved.
Why?
Well, sometimes I just don't feel like I've been good enough to be saved. And before I got saved, I did a bunch of bad things. I mean, real bad things.
I know what you mean. Sometimes I feel awfully unworthy of God's gift of salvation, too.
You, Captain?
Yes. So I have to remind myself that it's not my goodness that saved me. When I, by faith, received God's gift of eternal life, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, was the one who did the saving.
I think I'm beginning to understand.
You see, String, no matter how unworthy I feel, it always helps me when I remember these words from Revelation 5:12. Worthy is the Lamb.
Weep not, weep not, weep no more, for one is found worthy. Jesus Christ the Lord, the Lion of Judah, the Savior, the great I am. Weep not, oh weep not, behold the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the
receive power and riches, worthy to receive wisdom and strength,
worthy of honor and glory and blessing, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb.
Fear not, fear not, fear no more, for one is found worthy, Jesus Christ the Lord. So join all creation and echo.
song. Sing with the angels, 100 million strong. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Receive power and riches, worthy to receive wisdom and strength,
worthy of honor and glory and blessing, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb,
worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb.
Okey-dokey, troops. I've given each of you enough wood for one bow and three arrows. Get out your pocket knives and start carving.
Oh, boy, I love to carve. Don't you, Peanut?
Yes, ma'am. This is fun.
Look at my bow and arrows, Sissy.
That's really spiffity myth, Pee-wee.
Tubby, look at mine. I'm almost done. Tubby, you haven't even started.
Don't worry, String Bean. I've got plenty of time.
Look up there at Cuckawacka Cliff. What's that?
Looks like smoke signals.
String Bean, come on. Let's run up and see where those so-called smoke signals are coming from. I'll prove to you that all this Indian business is one big joke.
But we're not supposed to leave.
Come on. You worry too much. Now be quiet. Let's sneak out of here.
Like we're getting close.
Let's slow down. The cliff is right up here.
What's that noise I keep hearing?
What noise?
That noise.
Oh, that's just Lunatic. She's sleeping in my pocket. She drank some of my cherry cola and got the hiccups.
I still can't believe you really drink that stuff.
Tubby, look. What is it?
Maybe it's some kind of mountain.
That's no mountain, Tubby. That's a super-duper king-sized teepee.
A teepee? It's huge.
If you think that's huge, just look at that giant white buffalo over there.
Unbelievable.
Quick, hide behind this tree. Shh, somebody's coming out of the teepee.
Get down. It's him.
He's gigantic.
Thundercloud, rest. Council fire comes soon. Something wrong. Birds quiet. Someone here.
Oh, no.
Someone spy.
Tubby, he knows we're here.
Quick, let's get out of here.
I'm right behind you. Tubby, we've been wandering around for hours. Let's face it, we're lost.
I'm starved.
Me too.
Me three. Tubby, can we be blood brothers?
Keep your beak to yourself.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry already. Don't be so sensitive. Oh, these hiccups. I need to lie down for a while.
Hey, we just had that class on edible plants. There's got to be something around here we can eat.
Hey, String Bean, here's a good-looking mushroom. I'll see how it tastes.
Tubby, don't. That's a destroying angel. It's deadly.
Thanks, String. Guess I should have listened. I've sure got a lot of catching up to do before the council fire of the full moon.
I tried to warn you, Tubby.
Hey, I'm gonna climb this tree and see if I can tell which way we need to go.
That's a good idea. Tubby, that's a dead branch you're standing on.
String, help! Oh, my arm.
Wow, that was fun! Can we do that again?
Oh.
Tubby, are you all right?
Oh, that hurt. I guess I'm lucky all these leaves were here to break my fall. Oh, they do make a nice soft bed.
I hate to disturb your beauty rest, but according to page 5681 of Chief Cuckawacka's Outdoor Handbook, you're lounging in a bed of posturepedic poison ivy.
Poison ivy? I give up. Poison mushrooms, poison ivy, bugs, Indians, snakes. I just want to go home.
Poor little Tubby. Poor Big Tubby. He's in for it. You know that, don't you, mateys? Besides the horrible case of poison ivy he's going to have over every inch of his body. He's never going to pass Chief Cucuwaka's test at the council fire of the full moon. I bet you mateys have had a feeling like that before, eh? Like when you should have studied for a test in school, but you got a little sidetracked watching TV or something, so you didn't study. Then, when you almost got to the test, you felt horrible. You almost felt like crying because you knew you were going to fail, and then maybe you did fail or at least got a D. And we all know that D doesn't exactly stand for dandy. Then Mom and Dad would get mad because you got a bad grade. Mateys, does that sound like it's worth it? Wouldn't it have been easier to just put your mind to studying for the test?
Some folks are so lazy, they just loaf and shirk. Though it may seem crazy, they're afraid of work. But if we know Christ, how different we should be. Christians should be known for working faithfully. Finish the job, finish the job, get it done. Finish the job, then have fun. When you have a job to do, never quit until you're through. Finish the job, get it done. Never make a promise that you cannot keep. Get your work all done before you go to sleep. Be a faithful worker, always give your best. If you do your part, then God will do the rest. Finish the job, get it done. Finish the job, then have fun. When you've got a job to do, never quit until you're through. Finish the job, get it done. Those who make excuses try to shift the blame. And if they are lazy, what an awful shame. If they will not work, they're sure to know defeat. For the Bible tells us that they should not be. Finish the job, get it done. Finish the job, then have fun. When you have a job to do, never quit until you're through. Finish the job. Go and get it done. Finish the job.
Jonas, have you finished repairing that hole in the lifeboat?
Now
come on, mate. Finish the job, Jonas.
Oh boy, do I feel silly.
Greetings from the good ship Jolly Roger. Now you can listen to the Adventures of Patch the Pirate broadcast anytime through our website at www.patchthepirate.org. Broadcasts are ready for streaming real audio at www.patchthepirate.org. Or call us at 1-800-GO-PATCH and request a free full-color brochure. Find out what thousands of families have enjoyed by calling us today at 1-800-GO-PATCH.
This be Jonas Quidley saying, come back next week for more exciting Camp Cucuwaka Woods!
This has been the Adventures of Patch the Pirate Story and Song Radio Outreach. For more information about all of our recordings, call us today at 1-800-GO-PATCH.